on a high desert hilltop in northwestern Colorado, there's a large metal tower that over the years has become something of a sonic playground for musicians. It's called The Tank, and Brad Turner from Colorado Public Radio explains why the world is about to hear a lot more music played inside this 65-foot mountain of rusty steel.
It's just before sunset in Rangeley, Colorado. A small crowd gathers at a 60-foot-tall metal structure for a unique concert. The Grammy-winning vocal group Roomful of Teeth stands inside the tank and begins to sing. Only a few dozen spectators can squeeze into the tank with the singers. Most of the audience, including many families with children, listens from outside. There's a set of speakers spread across the surrounding hilltops. The voices and Roomful of Teeth and the sounds created by the tank's amazing acoustics bounce off the desert landscape. The music mixes with crickets down the hill.
If I whistle, it sounds like this.
This is why the tank is special. The smallest sound can reverberate and swirl around you for what seems like an eternity. Decades ago, the tank held water for a railroad in Colorado. But there's no railroad in Rangeley. The story goes that a power company moved the tank to town and rebuilt it on a hilltop more than 50 years ago. But it sat empty for years. Bruce Odland is a sound artist and composer. He's also board president of what's now called the Tank Center for Sonic Arts. His first time in the tank was four decades ago.
You're in the middle of your own sound field, and it comes back with such amazing feedback. The tank is a teacher. Everybody who comes here learns something about listening.
The tank is unique because it has a cone-shaped roof, a floor that bows up in the middle, and metal walls that trap the noises inside. That sound kept Odland coming back. Sometimes he stayed in the tank for 3 or 4 days and used portable recording equipment to make music like this. And he still loves introducing visitors like me to the tank.
So I'm stepping in.
The heat inside wallops you. The temperature rises above 100 degrees when the afternoon sun beats down.
And it's pretty dark in here.
And then Odland shuts the door for better sound. Odland steps toward two metal handles on the wall and smacks them with a mallet. Odland and other supporters launched an online fundraiser in 2013 to preserve the tank, and another in 2016 to open it to the public and make it a recording studio and performance venue. About 1,400 donors chipped in more than $100,000 online to save the tank and upgrade it. Now the tank sits next to its own recording studio, and a group called Friends of the Tank owns the property. Those campaigns to save the tank also got thousands of people to watch tank performances online. And they caught the attention of Roomful of Teeth. This summer, Roomful of Teeth flew to Denver and drove 5 hours across the Rocky Mountains to record new music and to give a concert at the tank. The group's artistic director, Brad Wells, remembers the first rehearsal.
I keep thinking of the tank as a bit like another planet. The normal Earth laws of acoustics don't apply here.
The singers usually record in comfortable, dry-sounding studios. Wells says the tank is the opposite. A turn to the side or a step toward the wall can change your sound.
An acoustical playground, in a sense.
Odland and other tank supporters see the tank as more than a recording studio or a venue. They want it to be a sonic oasis, a place where students learn about sound and artists explore it when they step inside and listen.
And it hits everybody the same way, from a kid to a professional musician from New York. That's precious, a real honest-to-goodness sense of awe that my senses can do so much more. Sound means so much more than I thought.
Odlin says that's why supporters wanted to save the tank and share those sounds with the world. For Here and Now, I'm Brad Turner.
Ringing Chords. To see more of The Tank and hear performances, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.